Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, with Agnet West. My recipe for you today is a cauliflower souffle. The very first thing we need to remember with souffle, it's not as hard as you think it is. Everyone makes out souffles to be the most difficult thing anyone can ever learn in French cuisine. I promise you, this is easy. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to do is make a bechamel sauce. Pretty much what a bechamel is a fancy way of saying thickened cream or thickened milk. However, traditionally a bechamel is made with milk. So what we're going to use is 2 cups of milk, 1 clove, 1/2 onion, and a bay leaf. What you're going to do is get the clove with the bay leaf stuck to it, and you're going to pierce it through the onion. This is called an onion piquette. With the onion piquette ready to go, you're going to add in your milk. You're going to bring that to a very, very low simmer. You're going to add in there 2 tablespoons of butter and 2 tablespoons of flour, creating a roux. Bring that down just enough to where it starts to thicken, constantly stirring so your milk doesn't scald to the bottom of your pan or your pot, whatever you're using. A pinch of cream of tartar and 1 cup of white cheddar, salt and pepper to taste. And you're going to add in 2 cups of cauliflower that has been grated. And if you can't grate it, you can chop it very, very finely. Bring that to a nice thick consistency without burning that milk. And it is difficult, but if you keep stirring, it will not scald, I promise you. Once it's ready to go, add that to 2 whipped egg whites, fold that together, put it into a greased ramekin, and allow that to cook in an oven at 375 degrees for 10 minutes, and then raise it up to 400 degrees for another 8 minutes. Now, it's always remember, whenever we do a souffle, that it's a unique process because we are cooking pretty much with air. When cooking with air, we have to remember when we pull our souffles out, not to slam it, not to, as far as the loud noise and everything goes, I think that's more of a myth. But just be careful when you lay it out of the oven because it will flatten. I promise you, let it come to room temperature in about 5 minutes. You will have one of the most amazing things you've ever eaten. Salt and pepper to taste. You will love this. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Watch my cooking show on www.foodietv.com and follow me on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West.